Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Right across from the Player Hotel, a 25-story banner that featured Anthony Davis's face, LeBron James' face, Kyrie Irving's face advertising this game.
We are not apologizing for Daryl exercising his freedom of expression.
There was a lone construction worker on a cherry pier who was ripping it off of the building.
These are real communists.
All he can do is keep repeating everything he said today.
We are not apologizing.
And just hope the fallout isn't as bad as it looks.
When was the last time you negotiated with communists?
How tough a decision was it yesterday to release Ben Watson?
We don't have a roster spot for him right now.
For as great as a player he was 10 times better person.
Part of the business, and it's a sucky situation.
I can't say enough good things about Ben, what he's meant to me, my family, our team. So we're going to miss him.
Right now.
That fat mustache, Glenn Ordway.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Is it a fat Glenn Ordway or a fat mustache? Which one is it, man? Or is it both? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Sack me,
that's a shot.
It's okay, yeah. Mutt.
We got to think of something else.
I'm going to get. We'll get Mutt later on.
Ooh, what did Mutt do to you?
We got the one that screwed up Mutt's night.
I didn't screw up anything.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Excuse me. Mutt's responsible for his own life. Okay, he's responsible.
We all would like someone to blame for our issues.
You need some attention, little man.
just ask the NBA.
Blame everybody else. Talking about all of that, Antonio Brown says, "Hey, Patriots, you have to pay me." Hey, I'll come back and play for you right now, right? Let me play for you.
Living at high schools, I'm going to do everything to give back, you know. And if I could ever get back in the game, I got us. So, time out. I'm going to get back to work. If you guys having a beautiful day. Yeah, you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so. Might as well let me earn it. XFL, never. That was not even in the question. King, Kimmy, I'm in the city, yo. This is where it all started. Shout out to my family and everyone still holding it down. Shout out to everybody tuning in. In life, man, some things happen that may not go to according. But I'll say one thing, man, always stand on principles. Always stand on priorities. And always be your best. God is the greatest. Yeah. Keep praying for me.
You got it, brother. That's Instagram this morning.
You got to keep paying me. Yeah, might as well play me.
I don't know what.
Bring me back.
I don't know what principles. I don't know what principles we're talking about. But he does make a valid point. I hate to say it.
He gets you thinking, doesn't he?
The knucklehead does make a valid point.
He got me. He almost got me. I should say that. He almost got me. I was so close to jumping in. So close. To saying, yeah, Antonio Brown, I like it. Let's give it another try.
They made a mistake.
He's making sense.
Kristen, they made a mistake. They jumped the gun because they panicked and the owner panicked when he looked at that text that he had sent out and included the woman in it. They panicked. There was no reason to panic. Stuff like this happens with NFL players.
Yeah.
We got a recording. Who was it, Lou, that we got the recording of? Was it Kareem Hunt or Tyreek Hill? It was one of those guys.
Tyreek Hill.
Exactly.
Yeah, the threats.
Then he was threatening the girlfriend.
I think the early theme of it is you know, the veterans that got away. You know, we're hearing about Antonio Brown. And just we should say that we're going to have Ben Watson join us.
Yes,
coming up at 2:30
today.
We should probably mention that at some point. The first thing we probably should have done is mention
Ben.
Shut up and just do the show.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on.
What?
By the way, you were late in the studio for the show. The show starts promptly at 2 o'clock. I know you always bitch about me not being in the office early enough. 2 o'clock show starts.
I was setting up interviews.
Exactly.
Making sure Ben was available to come on.
Well,
I would say this.
You did a good job setting up. You
like
NFL insider.
That's right.
So it's like the veteran that got away and Antonio Brown, the stud, the other veteran and Ben Watson. And we will hear from Ben Watson at 2.
I will give you this for you. You're the best at athletes
getting bleep done
that are Dunsky with their team. You're really good at that. Okay.
Still waiting for Larry Bird, by the way.
So let's get back to Antonio Brown. Right, let's get back to this thing.
Because, okay, hold on. Let's do this. Do you want him back? Would you take him back? Would you take him back?
Yes, I would take him back. They're not bringing him back.
Why not?
Because they've already jettisoned him out of here. They're not going to bring him back. Now, why? What are they going to say?
Oh, we were wrong.
How were we wrong?
We overreacted.
We did overreact.
I was gun shy. I overreacted. I got the wrong information. Lie. Like the NBA does.
Hold on. What do you mean the wrong? What do you mean the wrong information? We all saw the text. They can't bring him back. The mistake was they let him go too early, and that's why the coach was not in on this, and the quarterback certainly was not in on this. And you're seeing the ramifications.
Well, listen, it can't happen. I wish it could. Okay. And now they've already delayed this thing down at Broward County. What do you get? You're going to bring him back after already cutting him because you have to pay him? Only to find out when this thing goes to court another 2 or 3 weeks and there's more tension towards Antonio Brown that now you're going to have to release him again. I mean, you can't just keep playing this game. You got to move on. We all know Tom Brady doesn't want to because he's constantly talking about how he needs older players and he doesn't want the rookies. So we get it. But you got to move on. You got to look somewhere else. I get it, Antonio Brown. They got to pay you. You're right. I think they made a mistake. Never should have released you in the first place. Until the league took your ass off the field. And the league wasn't going to do that yet. Who knows? Maybe they would have. But they didn't. So they never should let him go in the first place. It ain't happening.
Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want.
So here's why I'm not sure that the league would have taken him out and put him on the exempt list. So they interviewed the woman, Brittany Taylor, on a Monday. She had a wedding on Saturday night and they interviewed her on a Monday.
Yeah.
Why didn't they interview Antonio Brown on a Tuesday, which was his off day? It was a convenient day to do it. Nope, they didn't do it on a Wednesday. They didn't do it on a Thursday or a Friday. And by the way, the league has yet to sit down and discuss this with him. Probably because they didn't hear enough from Brittany Taylor on a Monday that forced them to get Antonio Brown into their office so they could sit down and go over some stuff. It was not an urgent case. It became urgent when the Patriots overreacted, looked at the text and said, oh, my God, he looks like a total a-hole and he's disrespectful to women, which I agree. He looks like an a-hole and he looks like he's disrespectful to women. But does that keep him off the football field? Because you see this with other players in that league and they don't take him off the field.
Here's the thing. I will say this. He almost, like I said, to start the show, he almost got me. I almost got hooked because doesn't seem like there's anybody else.
But who's he have to blame for this, though?
Himself.
I agree because, you know, that first tweet that we read is like, hey, listen, I appreciate the opportunity, Patriots. Go win it. Hashtag go win it. You know, that was fine. But he can't stop there. He takes a shot at Robert Kraft. Right. And that was it.
Can't forget about that.
That was it. Yeah. If he just said, hey, I appreciate the opportunity, now go win it for me, and he could keep his mouth shut.
You're right. Forgot about that.
And he could just sort of stay and not take shots. You know, and he didn't take shots at Bill. He didn't take shots at Tom. But you took shots at the owner. And because of that, this is a non-starter. It isn't even good. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so nobody's letting him off the hook, Lou. Ultimately, it's his responsibility for his life. It's Mutt's responsibility for his life. Okay, we'll get to that. So I get that. On the other hand, you're dealing with some players here who are just simply high maintenance. And you have to understand you're going to be dealing with some of this. I think it would have been better served, because it is still in the NFL, all about winning. It would have been better served for them to keep him around, especially since it seemed the coach and the quarterback wanted him. You need the offense, as evident by what we're looking at right now, and let the league deal with it down the road. And if more severe happens, then you still have that out.
Okay, but you can't unring a bell. So that option is off the table.
I agree.
The question is, okay, But I was almost there, and I was like, well, you can convince yourself that it's the right thing to do. But he basically took a match and lit the bridge that led to Foxborough. If he was a little more humble. I know, but I'm just saying, because you really want it to happen. This should really work. It's like two couples, they have all this chemistry, but they don't get along. So every time they come back together, they end up breaking up again.
Well, think about it.
Why did I do this again?
So what does Tom Brady want?
Sounds like your life story.
He wants a veteran wide receiver. He wants a good wide receiver. They have salary cap issues, right? Meanwhile, they don't really have him anymore, but they had this guy that they got to pay, the best wide receiver in football, who they have to pay $5 million to.
Right.
And he's just, they released him.
Yeah. And they get nothing for him.
No.
And he's, hold on, he can still pop up.
But again,
on another team if, that you're trying to beat.
If he just could, and he can't control himself, if he could have just shut up. I still don't think it was a chance of it happening. But in one tweet talking about Robert Kraft's parlor, there ain't no damn shot this guy's coming back. And it's unfortunate. No. And I agree. Listen, I was all for the league putting him on an exempt list and investigating it. You know, and then the people took that, as sensitive as Patriots fans are, as me being critical of New England, being critical of Bill.
You're a hater.
Because that's just who they are.
Right.
But I wasn't. I mean, as far as in looking through Bill's eyes, I'd play him. I'd play him until the league says you can't play him anymore. And he didn't. They didn't do that. They played him 1 week, and then the team released him. That's where they made the mistake. They should have just kept playing the guy until the league said no more. But then you can figure out what the hell you want to do.
But it doesn't sound like...
Now he's not helping you anymore.
Right, but it doesn't sound like the coach or the quarterback were in line with you. And it's one of the reasons I think we keep on hearing from Tom Brady, and we've heard from him nonstop for 2 weeks right now. You don't have to read between the lines. It's spot on. He's basically telling you, these young kids, well, they're nice, they're up and coming, and they'll get better, but there's not much I can do with them right now. I need veterans. And you're right, Lou. What happens is you've already got $5 million tied up in a ghost who's not here. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You let Ben Watson go on Monday because you need money right now to go find another receiver for Tom Brady. And yet you screwed it up with $5 million on the sideline. In the end, this defense is phenomenal. We'll get to some of the latest analytics with this defense. This defense is unbelievable. But if this team doesn't win the whole thing, it's going to be because they don't have the weapons offensively.
And the
Brown thing was a massive screw up.
They couldn't score 13 points.
Right.
That'll be the reason.
Yes.
Right. They'll be the Rams of last year's Super Bowl.
Yes.
A great offense.
Who were great all year long.
Great all. That's the point. It wasn't like they were bad or scuffling. They were always good. The defense was up and down.
Or you're going to get a team that you can't match them offensively. Maybe that's Kansas City. I don't know. And it's all because you screwed up with Antonio Brown. Brown to this team right now, as crazy as he may be. You add him to this team, and you tell me where the weakness is. Where's the weakness?
Line. No, there wouldn't be.
I can tell you where the strength becomes.
There wouldn't be. Because, as we said before, everybody drops down, right? Gordon's your three. All of a sudden, Dorsett's wide open because they have I don't know who they have covering them, right? So all that happens. But the other thing with Antonio Brown is that I'm still waiting to see because I don't know. We'll see because he's healthy. Played last week. We'll see what he does now with Donald. Demaryius Thomas is another guy. I know you guys don't believe in him. I know you guys think that he was broke in camp, but they moved on from this guy. And could he be a guy that he's healthy?
Is he healthy?
I know he was hurt, right? As soon as they traded him, he missed the first couple of games.
He played last week. I think he had 9 targets, 4 or 5 catches.
That's not a good ratio.
He had me throwing to him.
Well, yeah,
now let's see what Sam Darnold is like when he has Herndon, the tight end back, and Demaryius Thomas, and Robbie Anderson, and Le'Veon Bell. So, you know, we could be sitting 3 weeks from now going, you know that veteran wide receiver you need? He's on the freaking Jets.
Well, that's part of the whole Antonio Brown screw-up.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It was a domino effect, and that may be the difference of this team winning and not winning the entire, the Super Bowl. All right, here's the drill. Ben Watson, what happened? 2:30 today. That's less than 20 minutes away. We will talk with Ben Watson and find out exactly what happened. 4-game suspension. He's back. Everybody thinks he's your best tight end, and he's released on Monday. All right? We get to that at 2:30. Teddy Bruschi, our guy every Wednesday. He joins us at 4:30. We got a lot of football. We got the robots controlling everything at Fenway Park. We will get in all of that. And, oh, this war in China. They're taking down all the signs. The NBA, those people in China won't even know that it existed by the time they get done tearing everything apart. We get to your phone call, 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tom, I think it's a tough question to hear the Ben Watson opinion of these news yesterday.
You know, pretty tough, you know. Pretty tough. I mean, it's tough for a lot of guys. I've played with a lot of guys over the years. And, you know, Ben's a great player. I miss him. He was right next to me. And for as great as a player he was 10 times better person, just the highest integrity. So we're going to miss him.
Tom Brady, I'm Ben Watson, no longer here. They're all saying the same thing. So why isn't he here? Well, because they need the money right now, because they screwed up the Antonio Brown thing, and they're tied up with $5 million there. Ugh, the domino effect that the whole Antonio Brown experience had in this town. And if you missed it, he has gone out on Instagram today and basically said, hey, you're paying me anyway, so why don't you bring me back?
Let me earn it.
I'll come in here and play.
You go ahead and say yes to that. You go ahead. I guarantee you, you will regret it. He's an error repeater in the simplest term.
So what do you think, because you know Brady well, what do you think Brady's reaction was when he saw that on Instagram this morning?
He ran to Bill's office. is there a chance?
It's a chance.
I think he's changed. I said it just like that.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. Again, Ben Watson coming up at 2:30. So about 10 minutes from now, we'll sit down and talk to Ben Watson. No longer a member of the New England Patriots. But is that permanent? We'll get into it. Sean's in North Attleboro. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
With the Antonio Brown thing, since they released him, would they have to do a new contract with him? I mean, I know that his money was a signing bonus. So, I mean, he's not technically their property anymore. So how would that work out?
Yeah, you need a new contract.
Yeah.
And if brand new contract.
Yeah, right.
And maybe they work some sort of deal out on the $9 million that they owe him. And they say, you know, you kind of screwed us a little bit. we're going to prorate that. We'll give you $5 million. I mean, maybe they get a deal out of it.
We're all
stuck in imagination land right now.
It's not
all
happen.
Of us closed our eyes, and Freddy Krueger is right around the corner, and it's a nightmare. You think it's a fun little imagination? Look at all the cute little puppies. Yeah, here we are. All three of us are in it right now. I'm leaving. You're by yourself.
It's not going to happen. I wish it would happen, but it's not going to happen. Paulie's in Dedham. What do you got, Paulie?
Hey, what do you say, boys?
What do you say now?
The first thing that I would have him do if he wanted to come back, I'd call him on it, and he would have to issue a personal apology first to Robert Kraft for what he said about him, and then behind them, this is all the scenes, and then to the entire team and coaching staff in the locker room, you know, it was for what he said about the children, by bringing in the children and promise to never, ever do that again and be quiet on Instagram. That's where it would have to start, and that would be it.
I think there are some things that you can get over, and there's some things you're just, it's not worth it. We're both better off without each other. Although it could have been great, could have been awesome, but it's not going to work.
No, it's simple, Bill. I mean,
it sure has hamstrung us. I'll tell you that, because we get 10 million tied up. But it's had a solid club. We probably could have had Trent Williams here already. And maybe still enough room.
Paulie, I think it's one of those things that when the season is over, we may be talking about it in the off season next year, saying only if they had been able to hold on to Antonio Brown.
Well, if you know Antonio Brown right now, I mean, you'd have about $9 million in cap space, correct? You go get whoever the hell you want right now. You don't have to wait till week 8. But I don't see, you know, Robert Kraft's going to sit there and say, Bill, listen, we freed up some space. We know, you know as well as I do, we can hide some money and you know, sign an extension. You'll have enough money to go out and trade a player. This guy's not coming back. I'm not so sure Robert Kraft, if Antonio Brown, You know, given his track record, first off, I don't know if he's how sincere you really think Antonio Brown is with a sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, no Rob, way. Sorry I talked about, I threw a shot at you about you at the parlor. I'm really sorry about that.
If I offended you,
can
I'm
I play
sorry.
Now?
Right.
Really? Come on. It isn't going to happen. He can't control himself. He'll come back. He'll be on Instagram. He'll be on Twitter. It's never going to happen. You know, I don't care what he says. I know we're talking about it because he put that post out there. It's done. And it's so
done
unfortunate.
Ski official. Right.
So where do they get help at the receiver corps?
They don't need it. Ben Watson's coming back. So he's got 2 weeks. He'll be back after suspension.
We'll find out in a few minutes.
Oh, wait. No, it's not going to happen.
So the headline today, Andy Hart's piece at WEEI.com. Interesting piece. Time for Josh Gordon to prove his worth. I think it's something that the three of us have been talking about here for a couple weeks. Matter of fact, I'll give the big fellow over here more credit. He's been talking about it for longer than that. All right? That there's still something missing, that he's limited in what he can do. He certainly can't get separation now. Now, Julian Edelman seems to be the only one that Brady can depend on with separation. And Andy Hart's taking all sorts of crap for the headline and the piece today. And then I'm listening last night to Mutt, because even though he's, you know, destroyed everything in our entire relationship.
My mom's on it. I've taken it.
I still listen to Mutt at night because I think the show's pretty damn good, even though the host sucks.
Because you're a team player.
Exactly. The host sucks. I'm telling you, he is bad. But the show is terrific. It's excellent.
You know, the host is bad, but the show
is great. They bring in Curran. They bring in Lucy. They bring in Ryan Hannibal. And Hannibal, I couldn't believe his take on this last night with Josh Gordon.
His so-called conditioning and stuff that you and Andy are preaching, it's not affected.
Hold on. Stop. Like, I'm sorry. I thought that was Alex Reamer. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, Ryan's got a little, kind of.
A
boyish voice.
We got some pace in that
That's
voice.
Okay. He's
How
a good
is he, 13?
He writes. No, he's 14. He writes.
What's up, bro?
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You and Andy are preaching. It's not affected his snaps. Like, he's not coming out of games for.
He pulled himself out of games,
for one.
Ryan.
Okay, he took himself after that one catch and was back the very next play.
But is he, when he's back out there, you think he's playing at like a super high level?
Yeah.
I don't. See, that'd be the difference. Is that
some passes haven't been perfectly thrown to him. Some passes have been behind him.
Not debating it. Brady's not been on point every game.
It's not all on Josh Gordon. And I think that, back to my original point, expectations were set so high for Josh Gordon that now fans and the media are disappointed that he's not putting up, you know, all pro numbers.
I love this. It's all or nothing.
Looks like he's not the same kind of grunt.
No, that's a different guy.
I'm not sure
that's,
which
that's
is which.
Luby.
Which one's They're Ryan?
So, and he went on to blame Brady on some of this stuff, including the play in which Brady overthrew Josh Gordon because Gordon either had a knee problem or, as you said, lost engagement in the
Space Ghost.
Play. Are you kidding me? This is not the same Josh Gordon. Now, maybe it's because he's been in the league for 8 years. Maybe he's got knee issues. Maybe he's disengaged, as you said.
Not all the time.
Right. But they need Josh Gordon. He's got to be better than this, doesn't he?
Yeah, I got some more thoughts on him because if he was coming out in the draft right now, and let's just say he had no issues, it was just, here's Josh Gordon running a 4.7. Having the hands, inconsistent hands, he's kind of in and out mentally. Where would he be drafted? So some guy would take a chance on him as a second round pick because he runs a 4.7.
He'd be Jacoby Myers,
maybe.
No, yeah. Just not fast wide receiver, right? I mean, undrafted.
What's his catch percentage? It's not good.
As I said, boy, he ran a 4.3 at the combine. He's not that. He's not the athletic Josh Gordon, the freak. This guy was a freak. There was a reason why they called him Flash. You know, now it's not flash. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's just a big, strong wide receiver. And you look at him now more like, can he be Anquan Boldin?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Big, physical, a physical guy.
So his catch percentage is 54%.
He's bigger than Anquan Boldin, I think.
Lou, but he barely catches half the balls that are thrown
to him. I know,
he's
19 for 35.
That's terrible. That's beyond terrible. Who's playing? Give me a receiver in the NFL. If I say, listen, a kicker further than 40-something yards, 50%, okay, fine, you're 50-50. But a receiver, a number two receiver catching 54% of the passes?
No. I'm shocked to hear this, that people were all over Andy Hart for actually giving you the truth out there. And those were, you know, the fans and readers or whatever, listeners. And then I'm hearing Ryan Hannibal, who covers the sport for us, sitting there. First of all, he needs to be a lot better. If you're talking about a fourth or fifth receiver with this type of production, 19 catches, so far 280 yards, okay. But they need a lot more out of him if they're going to move this offense right now based on the personnel that they have. All right, a guy they could have used that is not here. They had the opportunity to put him on the roster on Monday. They did not. Ben Watson is now a free agent, and he will join us coming up next right here on OMF.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coming after Grady. Gets it away. He's picked. He's picked in the end zone. It's Bailey. Bailey taking off, and he gets away from the one man who had a shot at him. Talk about a game changer. Bailey, is he in or not? Running it back 100 yards before Watson comes in at the last minute. It almost looked like Bailey was pulling up, like he had no idea Watson was closing in on him.
An incredible play by Benjamin Watson against Denver. It also is the number 85th best play in the history of the National Football League.
Never doubted that, he would get there. Never in a moment.
Are you on the top 100 list there, Fourier?
In whose head? Huh? In my own list?
Okay, your
own
list.
I think that was kind of disrespect that he actually thought Bailey was slowing down. I think he was full speed.
Unbelievable.
Ben Carter.
Ben Watson joins us live on the phone line. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing all right. So I guess the best place to start is this has been a long journey for you. You had to sit down with the family. You had to figure out whether they were good with you coming out of retirement. When you come out of retirement, you got to get your body back to play, and then you're subjected to a drug test after you had already decided that you were retiring, so the rest of the world found out that you tested positive. And then you come back here to a four-game suspension. You're ready to start playing, and you find out you're released. What are your emotions here? Are you bitter at all?
No, I wouldn't characterize it as bitter. I'm definitely disappointed, definitely sad about the situation. And, you know, you mentioned all those things. Look, it's different when it's just you, but when you are a father and a husband and you're making these types of decisions for your family, you're moving across the country, those sorts of things, which is part of the job, there's still a lot more to consider. And so that kind of adds to it. I mean, it's one thing for me to deal with being released, but, you know, come home, tell the kids, that sort of thing. Then go to school, have to deal with questions. You know, all that stuff kind of goes into it. So, no, I'm not bitter. I understand the business side of it. And, I mean, shoot, I wish I'd earned a roster spot, but obviously I did not do enough.
So, you know, you've been in the league a long time, and you've seen guys get released. Were you aware? Did you have any clue that this was going to happen? Because we had been watching it from afar, awaiting your return, and talking about how different the offense would be with you in it. But sure enough, Monday comes around and they release you. Did you have any idea, or when did you have an idea that this was going to happen?
Well, when I came back off my suspension and came back into the building that week, and I wasn't activated the first week, I thought maybe something was up, but I didn't know for sure. I mean, you know, you just don't know how it's going to go from week to week, and you just stay prepared. So I stayed prepared and obviously, you know, mentally, physically throughout that whole time and was ready to go. I did know that, you know, when it comes to football is a team sport. It's about momentum. It's about camaraderie, those sorts of things. Coaches have to make decisions about what they think the best grouping is of players for their rosters, and you know, going then coming back on Monday, I knew that was the day, and I hadn't heard anything throughout the day, so I was just waiting for the conversation. Either way, and then after meetings, I talked to Bill and Nick, and they told me that I was going to be released.
So, can you tell us what they said? Did they just, I'm kind of figuring out, were they compassionate? Were they understanding? You know, you've been in the league a long period of time. You made a lot of lifetime changes. What did they tell you? Give you any explanation?
Well, I think that you know, I never really been through this. And so I do think the fact that both of them came into the room and both of them spoke to me, I think it was, I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the fact that they didn't send somebody to tell me. I didn't have to find out on Twitter. Yeah. I appreciate the fact that they, you know, sat me down. We had a conversation about, you know, the actual release, but also just, you know, about the past 15 years of football in general and some other things. But they, you know, Coach Belichick pretty much told me what he told you all, that they didn't have a roster spot, which just means that, you know, they didn't feel like they wanted to add me to the roster and remove someone else. And look, that's his job. You've heard it from him. He's clearly one of the best all time to coach, and that's his job, is to do what he thinks is best for the organization. And he did what he felt was best, and that did not include me.
You know, Ben, like Christian said, it was a surprise, I think, to a lot of people. You said you were ready physically. You said you were ready mentally to kind of go. And I think the first time it kind of raised an eyebrow to a lot of people was Wednesday of last week, when, you know, you're finally able to take that field and you weren't on the field. I think a lot of people are wondering if you were hurt at that point. What was that about on that Wednesday?
Yeah, no, I wasn't hurt. That was just part of the, you know, I was just following directions and we were doing some things internally. So that wasn't, I don't think, any reason to raise an eyebrow. I mean, you know, I was you know, it worked out. I actually saw Christian one day when I was working out. So over the course of this suspension, so I'm on the field one day, and so I was primed and ready. And you know, whenever you come back, you know, there may be some things you have to go through before you get out there. So that's all that was.
So over the course of 4 weeks, you know, things do change. Rosters, maybe needs, other areas of the ball club, and I think. When we had asked Bill on Monday, I'd asked him about it, you know, and he just came to a, like he said, a roster spot. But there's a lot of question, too. We wonder if, you know, the money they can save, the $2 million, played a role in it, given some of the other needs on this team. Do you think that your contract played a role in this?
No, but I don't know. Again, I don't obviously don't make those decisions, so I don't know internally what the conversation was like. I do know that, you know, sometimes that plays a role, sometimes it doesn't. I honestly don't know what played a role. The only thing that I know from a player standpoint that plays a role is how much, you know, the perception is that you can contribute. Because a lot of times, whatever that perception is, it doesn't matter what the contract is. If there's a guy that, you know, they really think can contribute in a certain way and they have an idea of their role, then that usually doesn't seem to be an issue. And so I can't really speculate on that. The only thing I can say is that, you know, the guys that are playing the position, you know, they're obviously doing a good job. They're good guys, good players, and that's who, you know, they decided to go with.
We're talking to Ben Watson, who was released by the Patriots on Monday. You referred to it earlier as a business, and you get it. You understand it. Tom Brady has gone out of his way over the last 2 weeks to talk about having experienced guys around him. Hate to tell you, Ben, you're one of those experienced guys that are out there. Is there an opportunity, if maybe we're correct, that it was a business decision because they needed to clear up some money because they've got other needs now, maybe at wide receiver, that they could bring you back here if the other deal doesn't work out? What are your plans? Did they get any conversation you had with Bill? Did he leave the door open?
Well, I think in the conversation with you all, with the media, he left the door open. Look, this is a football and rosters, especially at the bottom of the roster, is very fluid. There are injuries that happen. There are different needs at different times. You know, you've seen guys be signed and released multiple times. So, again, I don't really know how that's going to play out. I think that any organization never totally, you know, moves on from a player because you may have a need, you know. But again, whenever that time comes, it's a matter of having some sort of mutual agreement to what's going to happen as far as coming on the roster. So from what I heard from Coach when he spoke to you all, it sounded like, you know, we just wait and see. What he told me was that he didn't have a roster spot right now. That doesn't mean he won't tomorrow, or maybe he won't at all. I really think that it becomes kind of a need basis. But right now, which is what's tough for us, what's tough for me right now, is the fact that there was no place for me to join the team.
I was definitely
looking forward to it.
Yeah. So if that does happen, you're fine coming back. You're not going to hold a grudge. You're not going to be vindictive at all.
No, I'm going to go in there and act crazy. No, I'm just playing.
That's not you. Take the Instagram, Ben. Take the Instagram.
I'm not in the place where I'm thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about, you know, what just happened, and, you know, we're processing that. We're, you know, thinking about what are our options moving forward? What am I going to do? I haven't made any decisions yet as far as playing or not playing or anything like that. You know, we're just really just dealing with, you know, what just happened. So I'm not really looking forward to what may or may happen in the future right now.
Okay, so you're in a unique situation because you're one of few players, maybe the only one, who played with Brady early on in his career when he was relatively young, and also to come back and play with him when he was old, right? And you're old too. I hate to tell you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know I am.
Yeah. So, but what
all these gray hairs? I'm like, yes.
So, how much has changed since the last time you played with them until now? Because there's obviously this whole cliff, you know, mentality. Is there a difference from now when you played from before? And if there is, what is it?
From a playing standpoint, not that I can see. He's still elite. He still has energy. He still throws a great, you know, pass. He's still very, very sharp mentally, which he would even tell you that's, you know, one of his biggest assets. You know, when I sit there, and you know, one of the great things that, you know, no matter how this plays out moving forward, one of the things I'll cherish, obviously, is, you know, sitting beside him, you know, every day during training camp with bell lockers next to each other, and then even the past couple of weeks, just, you know, sitting there talking about our families, about our life. I mean, so much has changed in the decade. I mean, he's got kids. I have kids. We've both been married, you know, for years now, and we both got gray hair. And, you know, we can sit there and talk about things that we probably wouldn't have talked about 10 years ago because our lives are so much different. So all that stuff has changed. But I really cherish the fact of being able to just reconnect with him and spend time with him because, I mean, you guys know him as a player. You know him kind of personally, but he really is one of the most genuine, you know, and just heartfelt, caring people that I've ever met. But he still has a desire to play. And, you know, when we sit there and talk, he's like, I really enjoy playing the game. I love to compete. And you can see it. And that's why he's so good. That's why everybody rises to the occasion around him, is because he genuinely loves to play the game. He loves to go out there and win and compete and do all the stuff to prepare himself to play. And he's just gotten better at that as time's gone.
You know, Ben, Christian was very disappointed at this move. I
was angry.
He was celebrating.
But there was this little tidbit, and I don't know if he knew it or not, but the oldest quarterback-to-receiver touchdown combo in NFL history is Vinny Testaverde to Christian Fourier. Now, if you caught a pass from Brady, you would have broke his record. So there was that small part that, you know, he's still got his record, he's thinking.
He's jumping up and down right now, Ben, in the studio.
There's very few things that I can look back on and say, listen, I leave a legacy. Ben has no business breaking that record.
Well, I'll tell you what's funny. Like, you know, I was looking forward to establishing a new record, but I didn't know that you had the old record, Christian. I didn't know you had it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I'm going to keep it.
And now I feel like, you know what, maybe, you know, I don't feel as bad not breaking it because I'm like, well, at least my homeboy Christian has the record.
I was going to say, you probably would have been more motivated to get back playing.
I didn't tell
kidding
him.
Me?
Ben, I don't know if you heard Brady on Friday. I just want you, he talked real briefly about, you know, when he found out you got released.
Listen,
I want you
to hear it.
You know, pretty tough, you know. Pretty tough. I mean, it's tough for a lot of guys. I've played with a lot of guys over the years, and you know, Ben's a great player. I miss him. He was right next to me, and for as great as a player he was 10 times better person, just the highest integrity. So we're gonna miss him.
He seemed pretty invested in you. I know in camp you guys used to work one-on-one after practice a lot, it was reported. So I'm sure he wasn't, you know, happy for you to go, not just the person, but I think he was looking forward to having another older player, veteran out there with him.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I did hear that, and I texted him afterwards thanking him, and, you know, I love that guy, and seriously. You know, you hear that line, football, but I really do love him, and it was I mean, you know, part of the reason for coming here was to play with him again. And to spend time with him, you know, in the locker room, but also to take the field and, you know, go out there and compete with him, because he really is the ultimate competitor. And it meant a lot. It meant a whole lot to me to hear him say that publicly the other day. So, no, I think he definitely was. Look, we joke all the time, you know, in practice about being the old guys. And it's funny, but there is kind of a pride that you have being an older player in this league. And look, the way he's playing, he's going to be much older than anybody that ever played this in the league and still going to be playing at a high level. You know, I see him playing for as long as he wants to, the way he's playing. So, you know, it was a privilege. You know, if we don't get to play in a game, a regular season game together, it was a privilege to be out there with them in the preseason as well as in practice.
We're talking to Ben Watson. People on social media are challenging one thing you said today. You said Brady's got gray hair like you. So are you telling us he uses product? Is that what it is?
No, I'm not telling you that.
Huh?
But you know, the beard gets gray, you know, before the top a lot of times, which for a lot of us. I mean, I got grays in my beard, and you can't see them as much at the top, although they're there. But, you know, whenever there's a, you know, we haven't shaved in a couple of days, you start seeing some on the side.
You know, Ben, last one for me, because this play gets so much attention. I remember being on the sideline, of course, for that game when you chased down Champ Bailey, and I honestly, watching the play and redoing the play in my head, I was like, there's no way you're going to get there. And as the play progressed, I was like, wait, maybe he can. Maybe he will. Oh, my God, he did. And people reference that play a lot. I'm just curious to know, what does that play mean to you?
It's there's irony there, because, I mean, you were a tight end. When I came in, Christian, you, Dana Graham, I mean, I learned so much from you both about what it meant to be a pro. And I think by the time I got in the league, you might have been on 10 getting
11.
Towards
11.
That. You were on 11. Exactly. Yeah. You were up there. And so I looked at you all, you know, with awe, and, you know, tried to emulate the things that you did. And I really appreciate you all for that. And at the tight end, you know that you want to be known, you know, for catching passes, scoring touchdowns, all that type of stuff. But I'm known for a defensive play on interception. Yeah. so there's tremendous irony in that. And it's kind of like God saying, look, I'm going to have you be known for what I want you to be known for. Even though you play tight end, this is a play that, you know, you're that's going to be attached to you for the rest of your career, for the rest of your life. And so for me, it's really encouraging. You know, sometimes I'll hear fathers, you know, they'll text me, you know, on social media, say that they showed it to their son, or some teams will talk about perseverance and stuff like that. And really, it's just kind of encapsulates, I think, what a lot of players go through in this league. It's not easy. It's a long journey. Sometimes the line isn't straight. Sometimes, you know, you take detours, but you keep on fighting. And that kind of goes to life in general, that there's always, you know, you persevere, you fight through different things, you survive, you enjoy your victories, and your defeats, you get better. And to me, that's kind of what that play symbolizes.
You know, Ben, last one for me, kind of two questions. You know, you talked earlier about everything that went into the decision to come back. So I guess number one, do you still want to continue to play? And number two, do you regret deciding coming out of retirement?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, as far as wanting to play, I do have a desire to play. But even in making a decision to come here, you know, that was tough, because at this point, you know, there's only certain places, organizations, situations that you want to volunteer to put yourself in. You know, and this was one of them. When I retired last year, said I was done. And I was, and then, you know, toward the end of April, we were living in New Orleans, and I was like, you know, I would stay here and play in New Orleans. I love it here. I like where we are. New Orleans, that wasn't an option. I'd already known during the season that they were going to, you know, move on and try to get someone, you know, another tight end in free agency. So I knew there was an option. I said, you know, I like to come back here because I know what it means to play here, and I know the preparation, and you're going to have a chance to be successful. I don't regret it. You know, when I was released, of course, I thought, man, I did all that and it turned out like this. I definitely had some disappointment. I definitely, you know, Christian, you mentioned being angry. Definitely felt some anger, yeah. Some, you know, some sadness, all those sorts of things. And wondered how maybe it could have been different if I didn't decide just to, stick to what I was doing and not try to play again. But at the same time, this was an opportunity and I went for it. And we went for it. And sometimes it turns out the way you want it. Sometimes it doesn't. But I don't regret doing it because I was able to, you know, continue to do something that I had a desire to do, which was go out and compete and play football.
Ben, did the Patriots ever ask you to restructure or anything like that if they needed the money?
No. They didn't. I think I don't really know how it works coming off the exempt list, honestly. I guess they can restructure any time, but no, that wasn't a conversation. Look, what Coach Belichick told everybody in the press conference was what he told me. You know, he was pretty straightforward and honest with me as well as with you all. Was just that, you know, that he didn't want to put me on the roster.
All right, so you put all the work into it, so you just wait by the phone now? Is that what you do? You're staying in the area? What are you doing?
Well, we are in the area because we move as a family. One thing we decided in my career was, you know, I've been to several different places, well, four places in my 15 year career going to 16, and we decided that as a family we were going to move. Not the pain in the butt, as you may know, I have seven children now.
So, yeah, you beat Fleurier.
Wow, yeah.
You know, hold on, wait a second, hold on. He beat me on a technicality.
Why, what's that?
We each have seven kids. Hey, I just have two step kids. So technically,
Christian,
he wins.
You still
so
have...
we're really dealing with the same
so
issues.
So that's the tiebreaker.
Yes, he won the tiebreaker.
Wow. Hey Ben, he still has the record with Testaverde. He's okay. Still has that record.
Well, I'll say this: I got seven kids under 10 in my house. 10 and under in my
house. Yeah, yeah. You win. Oh, you win. You win.
You want to get out. Yeah.
So we made a commitment that we were just going to move wherever the job took us. And it's tough sometimes, you know, moving around, moving a whole house with seven children now. But for our marriage and for, you know, me being a father and being able to see the kids every night, you know, to put them to bed and that sort of eat dinner together as a family, we decided we weren't going to separate. And so, you know, it's tough, but, you know, we are going to be in the area because we moved here. Like I said, the kids are going to school, and, you know, we decided to make this home for the year while we were going to be here. So for now, for, you know, probably for the rest of this year, we are going to be in the area.
Ben, we appreciate talking to you. We wish you the best of luck. You've been a class act here, and we wish you all the luck going forward.
Well, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
See you later. That is Benjamin Watson right here on OMF.
We have hundreds of pictures up on the wall, and they're all pictures from games that we've won. If there was ever a picture to put up there from a losing game, I think this would be it.
Coming after Grady, gets it away, he's picked. He's picked in the end zone. It's Bailey. Bailey takes it off, and he gets away from the one man who had a shot at him. Talk about a game changer. Bailey, is he in or not? Running it back 100 yards. Before Watson comes in at the last minute. Tight end Benjamin Watson races all the way down the field after the 100-yard return. It almost looked like Bailey was pulling up, like he had no idea Watson was closing in on him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.